Whoa, wow! Awesome, dude!
Son of a bitch.
Aloha! And welcome to the fourth episode of DharmaCast, a new podcast dedicated to J.J. Abrams' hit television show, Lost, only on ABC. I'm Cody.
And I'm Heather.
Much mahalo to our listeners out there. You can find our official website at dharmacast.podomatic.com. That's DharmaCast.podomatic.com. This is the new and improved DharmaCast, with a scripted introduction and unscripted but outlined discussion topics. This is but an attempt to make our show the best it can be. We want to make you, our listeners, entertained. So sit back, stand up, or lay down, or whatever you do, and enjoy the podcast, as well as the unscripted parts of DharmaCast. So we're not scripted anymore, huh?
No, we're not. We're just talking our usual shows.
We thought that having an introduction being scripted would help organize the show more and cut out on the dead air and useless talk that we always talk about when we're supposed to be talking about Lost. And anyways, what do you think about the theme song, Trevor?
I think this theme song is pretty good, and I think our listeners would like it.
I do, too. I also like the whole Hurley thing with the swear word in it.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. It took me a long time to make, though. And so, anyways, let's move on to our Lost news.
This is Dharmacast Lost News.
And Lost News. Michelle Rodriguez and Cynthia Watchos have officially left the show. I know there was some speculation out there that Cynthia left because she got another job, but that wasn't the case. She started looking for work because her contract is not going to be renewed with ABC, and the same goes for Michelle Rodriguez. The upper people at ABC told Lost producers that they had to fire them because of the ongoing bad press about them. Harold Perrineau, I don't know how to say his last name, he is also apparently leaving the show after contract negotiations broke apart several months back. His people are upset over mega bonuses being offered to what is considered the key cast members of Lost.
Another news, Channel 4 has now revealed that Lost Season 2 will be aired in England on May 2nd.
And Channel 4 is the European channel that, I guess, you can say. The European or English channel that Lost is aired. And what else, Trevor?
Oceanic Airlines now has 6 blinking dots on its homepage with the word possibility as a header.
And that was oceanicairlines.com. And that's, I don't know if it's weekly or a number of days. A dot is kept being added onto the page, and the possibility as a header has replaced the numbers that, if you added the letter to each number spelled out, it's time. Possibility has replaced that. And we have a new episode coming up Wednesday, April 26th at 9/8 Central, and it's titled Reckoning, and the official Lost website on ABC says its summary is: the survivors of Oceanic Flight 815 have been locked in a test of faith ever since they crashed on the island. Discover how this faith has been tested for both the fuselage survivors and the tailies. And just to let you guys know, if you didn't know this already, it's an episode where they recap, have certain scenes that were important in the whole show, season 1 and 2, so it's not going to be like a brand new episode, it'll be like important recaps of the show, and I think that'll be interesting.
I think all of you should watch this, it'll be a good episode.
I think you should watch it too, Trevor, since you've hardly seen any of the episode,
I know.
Season 2 episodes. Yeah, on iTunes we got this really bad review by Panic at the Disco / Fallout Boy fan or whatever, saying that you don't even watch The Lost and it put him to sleep. How rude. We got this really nice review by Evanescence / Tattoo, which is also a weird coincidence because those are my two favorite bands. And I thought that was really cool too. And they said some nice stuff about the show. And anyways, let's move on to our episode discussion. Surprisingly, there will be no episode discussion since there was no Lost episode on Wednesday the 19th. So that means we'll move on to our theories and discussion.
Theories and discussion.
Theories and discussions. Yeah. Wasn't that beautiful?
Yeah, so Cody, what's your first theory today?
I have one about Claire's boyfriend Thomas, and here it is. Claire's boyfriend Thomas worked for Dharma and served in the Swan Hatch for the 540 days or however many days you have to work in it. The Dharma people wanted him to impregnate a lady so that they could start breeding or raising their ultimate utopian society. He went to Australia and found Claire. He was supposed to bring her baby back to the island somehow, but he realized he couldn't do it, so he abandoned Claire and ran away. A little note in there, I think that I didn't put in it, but I think he didn't want to because he was scared, or maybe he just didn't have the guts to do it. But anyway, so he ran away somewhere far so the Dharma people wouldn't find him. The reason why the psychic said that the baby would be in danger was because the Dharma people would come after the baby because it was probably genetically enhanced somehow. And it is important that the baby be raised with its own kind. And what do you think about that theory?
That's pretty interesting. I didn't realize that happened.
Why didn't you realize that happened? What?
I never saw that episode, so I wouldn't know.
You haven't seen any episode, I bet. Maybe we should fire you and find another person to do it.
Maybe we should.
I don't know. That's funny, though. What do you think about the whole utopian society and that the baby was genetically enhanced? I was thinking about this on the way to Columbus today.
It's a little far-fetched, but I'm sure it's possible.
I think it is. It could be genetically enhanced. I mean, I think he was in the Dharma hatch because the Merles, or how do you say it? The art stuff, let's just say the art stuff, looked really similar to the ones that he was doing in his room on the episode with him in it.
Really?
Yep, I think that was really interesting.
How did he get off the island?
We don't know. I didn't see that episode if he was on the island. I have to confess, guys, but I don't really think we know that he was on the island yet. I just think that the Merles are really eerily similar. And stuff. And do you have any theories?
Well, another theory is that Libby, who was in the mental institute with Harley, started liking him the day after he left the asylum, and...
Not the day after. It was like she watched him day after day. Just stared at him.
And she stalked Harley, and she even followed him on his expedition to Australia, which is probably why she ended up on the island with him.
Yeah, I know we already probably said this.
I really doubt she had to go to Australia unless Hurley was there.
That was my theory too, guys. I think that she was obsessed with Hurley. I even, right before we did, I called the Your Theories podcast line, and I left that theory with them, so I might be on their podcast soon. And I really think that, I think she was obsessed with Hurley, and I think that's why she was on the plane, because she kept following him, because she was in a mental institution and the asylum, and we don't know what she's capable of. She could be a stalker, we don't know that. All we know is she's probably a liar too, because she lied about being a clinical psychologist. And, yeah. Any more theories?
No, that's about it.
No vegetable onion eating theories anymore.
No vegetable monsters. Not for now.
No,
we're gonna see a vegetable monster.
A vegetable monster. Huh. What is? Do I have any more theories? Let me think here. Dead air silence. Oh, what about Jack's dad? No, Jack's dad. I have the Jack's dad theory. I have another theory,
guys. Did he die?
I don't think Jack's dad is dead. I think the Dharma people are. I don't know if they brought him back to life or something, but I think, or maybe they're. I think they're researching him and doing experiments on him. I mean, because all the hallucinations people have seen in the, not images, but like. Well, yeah, the hallucinations, like Shannon with Walt's not dead, but she sees him. But Jack, in like the beginning of the first season, saw his dad. What if they're using Jack's dad and doing tests on him? I don't think he's dead, because all the hallucinations characters have seen weren't of dead people, but people that are actually alive, because we know that Walt's alive. Because he IM'd. I still love that whole IMing thing. He IM'd, instant messaged on Mike. So I don't think Jack's dad is dead, do you?
No, I don't think so. But I don't know what the island could be using for them for. I mean, all the people who are left in the island seem to be more savages than researchers.
Savages than researchers?
Yep.
That's interesting. Right, and I guess that ends our theories and discussion topic, and let's move on. And that about wraps up our show, since there was no episode on Wednesday. And anyways, if you would like to contact us, you can email us at dharmacasters@yahoo.com. That is dharmacasters@yahoo.com. If you have any theories, you can email us at dcast_theories@yahoo.com. And that is dcast_theories@yahoo.com. And you can visit our website at dharmacast.podomatic.com. That is dharmacast.podomatic.com. Sorry about that. And if you have any suggestions for the show, you can email us at dcast_suggestions@yahoo.com. And we now have an audio comment line where you can leave comments. You can tell us your theories or give a shout out or anything you basically want. And that number is, you can call this number, 206-457-1808. That is 206-457-1808, and you can call that and leave your shout out, your theory, your question, or your comment,
or any other random response.
Yeah, guys, but make it brief, like less than a minute if you want, or a minute might be much, 45 seconds. And you can, on our website, you can join our mailing list. Not that we have one yet, because we have no one that is on our mailing list, but if you join, we'll start sending out a mailing list. And you can even record a comment on this site, so you can just go straight to that. And as well as on our site, you can find the news, our news, our podcast summary, Trevor and I, our mini biography, our favorite links, and all the sites that we're on, our RSS feed, and everything else. And if you guys didn't know, we are actually looking for help. If you staff members, if you want, and we'll thank you at the end of each show. And Trevor and I might actually be looking for a third Dharmacaster, since Trevor might not be able to podcast with us, since he does go to a very prestigious school, don't you, Trevor?
Yep, no time for anything but studying and eating.
What school do you go to?
I go to the super secret crime international
called Punahou. And I wanted to make one more point. Trevor and I, well, it's mostly me because I've been working on it and he doesn't really know about it, but we're starting a highly top secret project that we call code 48151623042. And I'll just give it away. It's like an interactive podcast where you have menu options on your iPod that you can access through your notes. It's really cool. I pilot tested it on a couple friends at my school and they thought it was really cool. So that'll be out maybe at the earliest next week, at the latest 3 weeks. I don't know. We'll have to talk. Trevor and I will have to talk about it. But yeah, it'll be really cool. It's called DharmaCast's Interaction Cast. And if you can come up with a better name, you can email us. And yeah. So you can contact us at all those web email addresses, website, and phone numbers that we gave you. And yeah, we're actually looking for a third podcaster. So if you wanted to maybe talk to us about it, email us at thedharmacasters@yahoo.com. And yeah, you ready to wrap up, Trevor?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm Cody.
I'm Trevor.
Peace out, homies. Double G, A-Town. Peace out.